Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Damien here today, and Joe's back on Monday. 51551 is the text number. Now, yesterday we put out a call for listeners who may have a painting belonging to, or was painted by, Una Waters. The late Una Waters died in the 60s, and she had painted a lot of pieces which were distributed by her husband Eugene at that time, and there's going to be an exhibition, or hopefully an exhibition, coming up, and family members are trying to gather as many of the missing paintings as possible. We've got a tremendous response, and Valerie Halplin is on the line. Valerie, a very good afternoon to you. It's great to chat to you.
Good afternoon, Damien.
You knew Una?
I did, yes. I lived in Bannisloe as a child, and we lived next door to Eugene's home, his mother. And Eugene had actually left when I was small. He was in Dublin at the time. And his brother, Tom, and his sister, Isa, and his mother and father lived beside us, next door to us in Bannisloe.
Right. And your daughter contacted us yesterday to say that she had a painting, one of them being a portrait of your good self.
Right, yeah, I have two, actually.
Right.
And they're both portraits of myself. And when I was, I think I was about eight, maybe seven or eight, Una and Eugene were married, and they came to Bannisloe in one of the old gypsy caravans, and they went on their honeymoon around Ireland in a horse-drawn gypsy caravan, the old green ones, the round ones, and they wound up in Bannisloe for the last week to stay with Eugene's mother. And that's when I met them. We were on guard watching for the caravan to come up the road, and it did. And then after a few days, she'd asked me if she could paint me, and I said yes.
Yeah.
And she did so in Eugene's mother's house, and then a few years later, she did another one, but I didn't get the first one then. She gave me the first one when I was married in 1965 as a present.
Oh, right. And do you remember
yeah.
the sitting?
I remember it very well, in the kitchen of Eugene's mother's house. And I remember, I was only very young, I remember the dress I was wearing, and I remember Eugene's mother giving me drinks every now and again of lemonade, and she did the sketch there.
And do you remember how long you were sitting for?
I was sitting for about an hour and a half or 2 hours. It was a long time.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Was Una, was she revered locally? Like, was she famous as...
Well, at that stage she wasn't, but she was kind of new to the town then. But she was very beautiful. She was a lovely lady, and lovely to look at, and she had a lovely nature. And Eugene was born in Bannisloe, and he was pretty well known. He was a teacher, I think, at that time,
yeah,
starting his career. And but they were very kind, and they used to bring a gang of children for walks up Garbley and up the Sandpit Hill, and they used to show the wildflowers. And of course, Eugene, being the teacher, knew the names of all the flowers. And
yeah.
I remember well one day he picked up a little red one. He said, "That's a Scarlet Pimpernel." And every time I read about a Scarlet Pimpernel afterwards, I thought of Eugene.
And they were great with children, it sounds, but they had none of their own.
They had none of their own, unfortunately, no.
Yeah. So she was a young woman. She died in 66, I think, so...
She did.
The age of 48.
65 or 66,
yeah.
Yes. She died just at the end of the year that I was married, and she had given me the portrait at that stage.
Right.
And
oh, so you were in touch with her, right? You know,
well, I was in touch with her occasionally.
Yeah.
We would meet, like if I was in Bannisloe, which wasn't very often after I had left in those days. And but we would meet up occasionally,
yeah,
and I'd meet up with Eugene occasionally and different occasions.
Yeah. And why do you think she chose you? You know, why did she want to paint you paint a portrait of you in particular?
I'm not quite sure, but I'm actually looking at it now. And when I was small, I had a very big mop of very curly hair.
Yeah.
And in this portrait that she did, there's a cotton sun hat just pulled down over my hair. And I probably looked a bit waifish and that kind of thing, but it's a beautiful portrait. It's a calm, soothing kind of a portrait.
Right.
And I don't know why she did, because she She sketched a few of the children around, but she gave them their sketches, and she kept mine. And
but you had a touch of the Shirley Temples about you, wasn't
it? Well, probably. I don't know. It wasn't exactly wrinkles. It was more wild.
Right.
But I was led to believe then afterwards that she put that particular portrait in for a competition in the National Gallery, and she won a gold medal with it.
Right.
Now, I had no... I was told that at the time, and but I don't know now whether that's true or not, but it probably could be.
And it's... So, it painted in 47, 70, 73 years ago.
Yes.
And it stood the test of time, still in good nick.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's been hanging in my house since I got it, and so has the other one that she gave me in 1951.
Yeah.
And I think the reason she gave me that one was because... I didn't get anything when she painted my first one. She held on to that one, and she had given the other children sketches, and I think it would have been the type of lady she was that she gave me the second one in compensation, you know?
And we're actually, for those that are on social media, we're tweeting the pictures or copies of them if people want to look and see how beautiful you looked as a young girl. I'm sure even more beautiful now in your 80th year.
I don't think so.
Don't be so hard on yourself. But so you're happy enough to lend this portrait for this exhibition?
Oh, I am indeed. And yeah. I gave it to Eugene once. He had an exhibition after she died, a couple of years after she died, and he had that on loan at the time, and then he gave it back to me. And of course, I would give it on loan to anybody.
Yeah.
With the proviso, of course, that I got them back.
Yeah, yeah. And you're in Dublin now, is it, Valerie?
Yes, I'm in Dublin since 1957.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Retired.
All that length of time. Yeah.
Right. And what line of work were you involved in yourself, or what took you to the big smoke?
Well, I left Dublin after the Leaving Cert, like most of us did, and I did a course in office procedures, and then I worked in an office most of my working life in an office.
All right, okay,
yeah.
Very good. Well, Valerie, it's lovely speaking to you. It's great to get away from the old virus talk for a few minutes anyway.
Yes.
It's fairly scary stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is, yeah, but it was a pity. I was disappointed when it jumped double there the other night.
I know, we're just waiting with fingers crossed that we don't switch on the 9 o'clock news, that there's been more cases, but look, it's inevitable, and hopefully as we learn more about it, we can try and contain it. But have a great weekend, Valerie. Lovely to speak
too.
To you.
Nice to talk to you.
And that's a lovely story and a lovely memory there from Una Waters, the painter who painted a portrait of Valerie, and as I said, we're tweeting that. 51551.